Hello, my friend and friends. Welcome to Fox Talks with Phineas Fox. I am your host, Phineas Fox. As I mentioned before, my show has been picked up by the Trequalizer Network, and with that come some changes. So, new network, new name, same great host. To start it all off, I'm sitting down for a series of interviews with relatively new band on the scene, Star Forest. They released their self-titled debut album to a modest reception a little while ago. Since then, nothing. Now, they're back with a new lineup, new album, and a new sound. Certainly a lot of new going around today's episode. Welcome to Fox Talks.
It was obviously something wasn't right with Hawk. Honestly, something wasn't ever right with Hawk, but that's part of what we all liked about him, right? Always had that subtle look of mayhem in his eyes. Well, used to anyway.
This is Fox Talks with Phineas Fox. In the proverbial hot seat today is one of the founding members of the band Star Forest, bringer of both the rhythm and the rhyme, Sleuth Marbles. Sleuth, how are we doing today?
I'm thriving, man, but I can only speak for myself. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just swell.
Well, then, to answer your question, we seem to be doing great.
Yes, how funny. I see your legendarily quick wit is on full display today.
Quick what?
And there it goes. I want to let you and my audience in on a bit of a secret.
I do love some secrets. What you got for me?
Oh, I know you do, you gumshoe, you. Well, generally, I do my homework on my guests, trying to dig up whatever I can, gathering everything into one nice, neat little sheet like the one I have in front of me.
Like a sheet of dirt? Oh, a dirt sheet.
Not a dirt sheet. Although, I suppose that is technically true.
That's the best kind of true.
Indeed, it is. This interview, however, has been a bit of a vex.
Did you say vax?
No.
So you trying not to get sick?
No.
Did someone put a spell on you or something?
What? No. Vex. Not vax. Not short for vaccine. And most certainly not hex. Vex. It vexes me. I am vexed.
That's good, though. Because I don't think they make a vaccine that can deal with witches.
Moving along. This interview has been much harder to prepare for than most. Do you know why that is?
Because you stayed up too late playing video games.
No.
Because you drank way too much soda and got a tummy ache?
No.
Because you have a tendency to set unrealistically high standards for your work only to be way too hard on yourself when you inevitably can't attain them?
What are you, my mother?
Don't know. Could be.
No, it's because you are somewhat of an enigma.
That was going to be my next guess.
There's just not that much info out there about you.
That's true. Some people call me an enigma.
Yes, I did. Just now, I'm some people.
Nah, man. You're somebody. You really need to have a more positive self-image.
My self-image is fine. In a way, I'm somewhat of a detective myself, and even I struggle to break beneath the surface of sleuth.
Have you tried a shovel? I've heard great things about shovels.
What?
I mean, you don't want to say you dig dirt.
It was a metaphor.
Is that some kind of shovel competitor?
What? No.
Then what do you use a metaphor?
It's a figure of speech.
Weird. I thought it was for self-referential humor.
Outside of the band, there isn't much known about you. I would like to correct that today.
Oh, so you want to do some kind of, like, interview or something?
Yes.
Why didn't you say something? Man, I love interviews. Oh, I'll go first. Who is your daddy? What does he do, huh?
What? No, that's not how this works.
A subject does not like to talk about father.
I never said that. Papa is fine. He was a miner.
We were all young once.
No, miner as in worked in the mines.
Explains your disdain for shovels.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
Well, you see, in an interview, right? Two people.
I know what an interview is.
Good. That will save a lot of time. Okay, you do me.
That's what I've been trying to do this whole time. I do have a question for you.
Look at you. See, you're getting it.
Of all of your bandmates, both past and present, the closest seem to be you two.
I mean, they have been playing together for a long time.
Who?
Bono and The Edge?
Not you two. You two. As in, the two of you.
Just the two of us?
Yes.
You know, people sleep on that song, but there really is something special.
Not the song. You and the one whose name I won't mention.
Come on, man. I'm no wizard. Me and who?
Rocky.
I'm Rocky.
How do you keep getting in here?
The door? Check out this
right?
guy.
That's what I'm saying.
No! Out! Now!
But I didn't...
No buts!
Well, I guess technically...
Get out now! Your time will come!
Yes! Can't wait!
I never knew that little anime angry line thing was supposed to be veins popping. Man, learn something new every day.
Yes. Well, glad I could accomplish something today.
Bro, you can accomplish anything.
Apparently not an interview.
You never know. Just gotta believe in yourself. Finn, can I call you Finn?
I'd prefer that you didn't.
I'm gonna call you Finn. Finn, you already putting in that hard work. I mean, breathing rate is up. Pulse gotta be in that fat burning zone.
I don't think that's the same kind of hard work you mean.
For real though, just sitting inside at a dark desk all day ain't good for you. Gotta get out, touch grass, dirt. If that's what you're into.
Oh, hardy, ha, ha.
I mean, I was being serious, but, you know, you do you.
Well, that was certainly something, dear listener, wasn't it? Right, we had to have learned something about Sleuth that we didn't already know. Right? Right? Up next, I'll try to find out more about the friendship of Rocky and Sleuth, what our favorite gumshoe did before Star Forest, and maybe get more details on what happened to Hawk. Hang on there, Eli. We'll see you after the jump. Our sponsors for today: Mystic Mush Marshmallows. Craving a snack that's a bit magical? Try Mystic Mush Marshmallows, the only marshmallows harvested from enchanted Star Forest mushrooms. Perfect for your next stargazing campfire. Mystic Mush Marshmallows, they make you go, magic! And Stella Smoothies. Need a cosmic energy boost? Sip a Stella Smoothie, made with the freshest fruits from Star Forest's own fruit farms. Now introducing their new Supernova Strawberry flavor. Stella Smoothies, sip the stars. Where were we?
In the studio.
You're so helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Well, I would like to know more about... I would like to know more about your friendship with Rocky.
Oh, man. I love that dude. That cat and I go way back.
Don't you mean octopus?
There we go. Look at you spitting jokes. Now you're getting into it.
Indeed. It is clear that all of the band members are close, but it seems to me that the two of you are closer. Perhaps you share an even deeper connection than Hawk and Fawn did?
I mean, you're not wrong that he and I are close. Hawk and Fawn were super tight. Like, you could almost write a ballad about that kind of friendship.
Then you disagree with my comparison?
They're just different. Every relationship is different. Like, that dude is practically family. Like, it wouldn't even matter if we didn't see each other for over years. We just... pick right back up like it was yesterday, you know what I mean?
To some extent, I suppose so. You mentioned that you and Rocky go, quote, way back. Would you say that he is your oldest friend? Excuse me, family?
Not the oldest, no. It does remind me of sometimes. Guess that happens, though. We're all a mix of our nature and nurture, pulling from similar experiences and cultures. Those similarities help us to find our tribe, and the differences helps us grow.
That's deep.
Yeah.
It doesn't really answer the question, but it would make a nice coffee mug.
That's not my department, but maybe.
You have departments?
Well, kinda. We've got our people that help us out a lot.
Oh, really? That's not something I think anyone knew. So, then, this group are the ones responsible for keeping the lights on, as it were?
Yeah.
Shooting music videos, making merchandise, building websites?
Yeah.
And maybe even manufacturing the lineup of the band as if it was some sort of money-making scheme designed to sell toys to kids?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Then why did you...
You were just getting real into it. I didn't want to interrupt your flow or nothing, man.
Sure. Then let's go back to the discussion about your friendship with Rocky.
Oh, man. I love that dude. That cat and I go way back.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So what did you want to know about me, Arsef?
Do you call him that normally?
Nope. Probably won't again.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you something for some time now.
No day but today, Finn.
Funny that. I had a different day than today in mind. Let's talk about the day the world as we knew it came apart.
Oh, yeah? Did you miss it somehow? Slept through it or something?
Always with the deflection and Mr. X. No, I didn't. It would be just a touch too difficult to miss. See, the very fabric of reality ripping apart tends to leave a mark. Let me set the scene. It's just a normal day. Sun up above, the croaking of the bum-bum frogs mixed with the buzzing of the cat-eye flies, all the pretty colors of the star slugs fitting about, life going along its merry way. Although, for one as punctilious as you and I, something else hung in the air. Throngs of people gathered near the long-gone mines, a celebration of the forgotten, they called it. It's interesting that such a gathering about the forgotten could so swiftly turn the gatherers into the forgotten. You see, I was there that day, covering the event for my old show, and wouldn't you know it, I wasn't the only one doing a spot of scrupulous surveying either.
Sounds like you got some specifics to ask, Dirt Sheet.
Very specific indeed, Gumshoe. I already know that Hawk's separation from the band and subsequent disappearance happened during the filming of the Wildwood music video. Furthermore, I have it on good authority that said music video was being filmed around the time of the event where reality was torn asunder. It has also become evident to me through my interview with one Fawn Velvet, as well as the timeline of social posts from the band itself, that there had been some trouble in paradise brewing among you four for some time prior.
Finn, I'm touched. I had no idea you were such a fan.
Which brings me to my question, why were you there? Your band, your family, are tearing themselves apart, and rather than be in the thick of it with them fixing it, you're here, at a celebration, no less. Why were you there?
Yeah. I'm gonna give you that one, Phineas. Normal is an incredible word. People hear it and think, like, normal, you know, regular, average, whatnot. But, like, what normal means to you, it may not mean to me. Like you said, it was a normal day. You know, it's the same old situation. Laying down vocals, having them thrown out. I mean, come on. I'm literally not even on the first album. Neither is Rocky.
You mean thrown out of the mix on the first album? Or were you already working on the new one?
No, I meant the first one. Bro, Fawn was barely making a cut of the second one.
Interesting. But please, do go on.
It was obviously something wasn't right with Hawk. I mean, honestly, something wasn't ever right with Hawk, but that's part of what we all liked about him, right? Always had that subtle look of mayhem in his eyes. Well, used to anyway. I can't put my finger on when it happened, but there was a change. It's almost like he was forgetting who he was.
And that's why you went to the celebration?
What? No. Didn't even register that it was going on at first. I was there for the caves themselves. See, soon after Hawk started acting a fool, Fawn started changing too. She just wasn't her normal happy-go-lucky self. Like she had this blindness on that had pictures of dark stormy clouds on them, so all she could see was doom and gloom. Rocky was... Well, he was Rocky, right? Like, that cat is always trying to make the most of it. And I mean, who doesn't like Rocky, right?
I'm a bit on the fence.
Everybody likes him. He's like a big, warm teddy bear that's actually cold, slimy, and kind of velvety. But, like, no one was having it. So he spent most of his time locked up in a room by himself. I did what I always do. I hopped on the case. I needed to know why this was happening. Was it him? Was it something in the past? Was there intent? That led me to the long gone minds on what happened to be the same day as the celebration. Not gonna lie, wasn't thrilled about that part at first, but I caught myself, I don't know, vibing along with the energy. Wasn't joining in or nothing, but feeling it while looking for any clues on what he might have lost.
And Did you find anything?
Nothing solid.
Certainly, you found enough to theorize.
I'd rather substantiate than speculate. Maybe I find something if there were, you know, been more time.
Ah.
Yeah. You kind of nailed it with the whole people becoming the forgotten. The whole vibe of the crowd was just starting to turn. Like they were starting remembering what they forgotten, and just like the air, man, it was getting harder and harder to breathe, you know?
And then the sky cracked open.
Yeah, man. That was all it took, right? That unease in the air gave way to fear. Fear to anger. Anger into madness. All these normal people trying to restore order to all these other normal people. All the noise, the lights, the debris. I couldn't. I felt a tentacle grab hold of me and pull. He kept muttering, "All of this has happened before, and it will all happen again. Over and over till we got to the tree line." I never knew he could move so fast. He looked me in my soul and said, "Not this time." Wrapped me up with all his arms, my back to the chaos, his to the void. He leapt backwards, pulling me with him.
And then what?
Well, I don't really know, Finn. I woke up somewhere in what was left of Silver Hollow, alone. No clue where he was, or where anyone was, really. But at least I had my flashlight. So I set off looking for my base, Rocky, the whole band.
Clearly, you found them eventually.
Yep. Out of nowhere, there was this voice calling out to me, trying to be heard. It's all a little fuzzy, to be honest, but I followed it. Fawn, Rocky, and I met in the area where Moat now lives. That's where Twig stepped out of the fog with that guitar. That thing don't like anyone, so if it's with him, it must be for a reason. The rest, as they say, is history.
Indeed. I do wonder what Rocky meant by all that happened before and again nonsense.
Bruv, Rocky has been through some stuff.
He certainly put me through some stuff. And you as well, dear listener. We did technically learn something during that segment, finally. And when we come back, we'll try to learn literally anything else. Okay, stay tuned. Our sponsors for today: Star Whistle Navigation Whistles. Lost in the woods? Not anymore. With Star Whistle, just blow the whistle and follow the glowing trail it creates. Their patented Star Whistle technology means you'll never get lost in the forest again. I personally have used Star Whistle Navigation to get to all the Star Forest pop-up shows. Star Whistle, your personal guide in a pinch. And Quantum Quill Pens. Quantum Quill, the only pen that writes in every color of the cosmos. Draft your next great Star Forest adventure, or simply add some sparkle to your homework. Quantum Quill, for when your words need to travel through space and time. You know, Sleuth.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Our time is running short, and we haven't had the chance to talk about the new album yet. Do you have any thoughts on it?
Oh, it's so good. Like, for real, though, so good.
Deep.
You know me.
Not really. I assume, like the others, that you have prepared a selection from a song for my listeners?
The word prepare is doing a lot of heavy lifting there. As long as I got a beat, I'm good.
I'm Rocky.
No one even said your name.
So?
You know, it's good. You'll be in here for the next session anyway, so stick around.
I see what you did there.
What? What did I do there?
That was right, a good right? one, Finn.
Stick around because of the suckers.
I can't
I'm an octopus.
Even with these two.
Hey, Rock, you on beat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I see you, Rocky.
What's up,
yeah.
Blue?
Hey, I'm always on beat. Beam on.
Oh, yes.
Listen, Finn.
Got your slice and glowing bugs. Do you want to take a ride? Chocolate soda in your face with ketchup on the side. Dodging slugs and glowing bugs. Do you want to take a ride? Chocolate soda in your face with ketchup on the side.
Yeah.
Do you want to float like supersonic stardust through the sky? Take a leap and go with me. Star Forest is for life. Do you want to float like supersonic stardust through the sky? Take a leap and go with me. Star Forest is for life. Dodging slugs and glowing bugs. Do you want to take a ride? Chocolate soda in your face with ketchup on the side. Do you want to float like supersonic stardust through the sky? Take a leap and go with me. Star Forest is for life. Beam on, dream on, fly forward. Beam on, dream on, can't ignore us. Beam on, dream on, fly forward. Beam on, dream on, can't ignore us. In the forest there's a law. In the forest there's a law. Love enough for all. Hey, love enough for all. Hey, in the forest there's a law. In the forest there's a law. Love enough for all. Hey, love enough for all. Finn, Phineas, Finn, Phineas, Finn.
That's you.
Fox in deep water.
Some say they can still be heard jamming to this very day. They went on like that for what felt like an hour. Couldn't tell you. I went for a walk. To touch grass, as it were. Or dirt. On the next episode, I'll attempt to have a coherent conversation with the drummer from Star Forest. I'm sure it will go just swell. Come back next week for that, if you dare. Until next episode!
Aw, yeah! Hey, hey! I see Rocky.
What's up,
yeah,
Smooth?
Hey, hey, I'm always on beat. Beam on.
Oh, yes.
Listen, Finn. Hey, got your slice and glowing bugs. Do you want to take a ride? Chocolate soda in your face with ketchup on the side. Dodging slugs and glowing bugs. Do you want to take a ride? Chocolate soda in your face with ketchup on the side.
Yeah.
Do you want to float like supersonic stardust through the sky? Take a leap and go with me. Star Forest is for life. Do you want to float like supersonic stardust through the sky? Take a leap and go with me. Star Forest is for life. Dodging slugs and glowing bugs. Do you want to take a ride? Chocolate soda in your face with ketchup on the side. Do you want to float like supersonic stardust through the sky? Take a leap and go with me. Star Forest is for life. Beam on, dream on, fly forward. Beam on, dream on, can't ignore us. Beam on, dream on, fly forward. Beam on, dream on, can't ignore us. In the forest there's a law. In the forest there's a law. Love enough for all. Hey, love enough for all. Hey, in the forest there's a law. In the forest there's a law. Love enough for all. Hey, love enough for all. Finn, Phineas, Finn, Phineas, Finn.
That's you.
Fox in deep water, can Phineas swim?
Can you?
Count how many teeth when Phineas grin? Cause Rocky takes his stress level to a 10. Finn, Phineas, Finn, Phineas, Finn. Fox in deep water, can Phineas swim? Count how many teeth when Phineas grin? Cause Rocky takes his stress level to a 10. Finn, Phineas, Finn, Phineas, Finn. Take a deep breath, then maybe count to 10. You can't ignore us, tell a neighbor and a friend, cause we are Star Forest, the party never ends. Finn, Phineas, Finn, Phineas, Finn. Take a deep breath, then maybe count to 10. You can't ignore us,
you can't
tell
ignore
a neighbor
us.
And a friend, cause we are Star Forest, the party never ends.
We are Star Forest, we are Star Forest, the party never ends.
The party never ends.
Party never ends.
But now the song will end.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Finn, Phineas, Finn, Phineas, Finn.